So I almost got in a crash.
Today?
Today recently? Specifically, but this reason has almost caused many accidents. Can you guess what it is?
This being not being on your phone, because we wouldn't do that.
Never.
My mom's listening.
No.
Eating?
No. Homegirl is good at eating anywhere.
Sipping. I'm going to put sipping coffee in like the eating like category. Let's see. Doing your hair at the last minute because you're running late?
Actually, I don't do my hair even when I'm on time. So no.
I don't know then.
Because there was a bug in my car.
She said bug. So like bug.
Bug. Has that ever happened to you where like either like a spider has started like descending or like a freaking mosquito's like around or a bee?
Worse. Do you remember what my like the insect I hate the most is?
A grasshopper.
Me and my dad went to Lowe's, bought a couple of plants that we were going to plant in the backyard. This was like when I was just learning how to drive because I was in high school. So I must have been like 16 or 17. And I was driving. And
shut up.
A grasshopper jumped on the dashboard, and that is my I hate
oh,
grasshoppers.
Heck no. Those are huge.
Almost hit the car in front of me. I had to pull over. I jumped out of the car. My dad was dying and like trying to get it out, but it's one of the, you know, the second you try to like move it, it just hops the other direction. I could not.
Dude, it's not a joke. So I looked it up because
you looked what up?
That's what I do. Like accidents caused by bugs.
Oh, got it.
And this thing says that it turns out that an insect in your car is really dangerous. A bug in your car increases your risk of a crash by more than 6 times compared to just a regular attentive driver.
Yeah.
There's a greater risk than dialing a phone, putting on makeup, or reading a book.
No. Well, one.
Which I was like,
who's trying to read a literature while they're driving?
Like, what?
That's a hard pass. No, that makes total sense because, like, even like if you like dropped food or dropped your phone that you were trying to text, like your phone's not going to possibly fly into your face
and kill you.
Yeah. So,
like, street,
there's a big risk
eggs
factor
in your brain.
No, that
kill
makes
you.
Perfect sense.
So, that's it. That's all I.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Welcome back to the podcast. I am Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we are here. We are Unsolicited Advice. Here to offer you
unsolicited advice. You know, we just came back from a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go on the very first ever Retreats by SoulCycle, and it was magical.
Mm-hmm.
I've been obsessed for SoulCycle a lot less than Ashley has. She's the one that kind of introduced me to it.
She's a noob, and you're welcome, Taryn.
I feel like I was just giving you clear credit, so.
Yeah, I said, you're welcome. that's the correct thing to say next.
Whatever. So we went on this retreat, and part of it was a lot of like icebreakers and like, oh, tell us what you do and whatever. So I feel like I explained our podcast like more than I ever have like this last week.
Honestly, yeah.
And it was so cool to see like everyone was super interested and was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of really great conversations with multiple people talking about just the process that it took to create this, the coming up with the concept, like what the content looks like what our day-to-day like job looks like involving the podcast, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. Everyone was very interested, and it kind of made me feel because I feel like I put us into like a brand new podcast category.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized how like we kind of got the hang of this now.
Yeah.
We've been doing this for a bit and, you know, we're pretty knowledgeable on the fact now. So I think that kind of gave me a little bit of like, we're doing this.
Yeah.
We're doing this.
We're doing it.
Yeah. It made me feel really good.
Yeah, it was really cool. We're like very proud of our little baby and all of
our babies.
You guys.
AKA you guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We birthed all of you.
It's a long. Ew. Where are we going?
I don't know.
I don't
it's
like it.
It's been like a hot minute since we've recorded, and I feel a little bit like
I know
super excited to be here, but at the same time, like I don't know what I'm doing.
We haven't been here in like
we're talking 2 weeks? About how we're seasoned, and we're just sitting here like
and we're just here. They're like, ooh, get to the point, guys.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, I went through because it has been a couple weeks since we've been here. I went through some of our DMs and some of our emails. And I pulled up some fun stuff. First of all, you guys are very sad, including us, that the Halloween series is over. I'm so sorry.
So depressed.
But it is. I do need to emphasize, it is over. So you can stop sending your scary stories. You're freaking us out. I don't want to read them anymore. They're making me scared.
Yeah.
Especially
at
night.
Like when I was trying to find a story today, I was like scrolling through it and like every single email was like a Halloween.
Yeah. It was like October series. Yeah. Which you guys, we'll come up with some other. I'm sure there's some scary Christmas stories maybe we can get into at some point.
No.
But like
Christmas is magical. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. I'm sure we can do some more scary stories in the future, but as of right now, October series is over, so cut it out.
So bring us your regular problems.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
But since I mentioned that Halloween.
Is that why you wrote Halloween giant on
your
paper?
Well, I wanted to make sure that I didn't include this in something else.
Okay.
So we got a message from Brooke, and she said, this is, again, about the Halloween series. I just want to say, first of all, Angie did not deserve any of this.
Aww, Ange.
She just got through the second episode.
Oh, yeah.
And she continues, how is this woman so brave? Second of all, what are we all getting her for Mother's Day?
Aw, that's
And I
cute.
Thought that was absolutely adorable. Angie listens to all of these episodes,
yes,
she's going to hear this. And we'll you know, TBD on what we're going to get her for Mother's Day.
The other day, I rolled up to my parents' house and I'm like walking and then I was like, is someone in the car? And I look over and my mom's sitting in her car in front of her house and she's just smiling and going, I'm listening to your podcast.
Oh, she was finishing it?
Yeah, she was finishing it.
That's the most relatable thing I've ever heard. I've sat in my garage multiple times finishing up someone's podcast that I was super wrapped up in and didn't want to like try to find headphones or put it on speaker because you know how car speakers are so much better because it's just
you're like surrounded.
I've done that so many times.
That's great.
Anyways, continuing on with our little message chain here.
Oh, I need to put mine.
Catherine says, hey gals, just a little suggestion, hee. So I really enjoyed the October miniseries. I thought it was spooky and fun. I was thinking about it being the last episode on Monday and I was like, idea. She did a bunch of light bulb emojis.
Cute.
You guys should do a Valentine's Day series. People can send in love stories and stuff.
Oh,
you guys
yes.
obviously don't have to do it, but I just thought it would be a good idea. Also, I'm the one who said that you guys made my day by DMing me, LOL, at Katie Pell.
Love it. So, dude, you know what we should do is instead of dad jokes at the end, we should do pickup lines.
Oh, starting now?
Oh, no, like not forever. Don't try to kill the dad jokes, Ash.
Oh.
She said, oh, so disappointed.
And looked right into the camera. No, I was just like, oh, that'd be fun.
You know what, guys? Let's petition.
Let's not petition
Ashley out of this thing.
All I'm saying is I could use some pickup lines. I could use that.
I will say that I might be one of a few, but if a guy hit on me with a cheesy pickup line, like I would be like, yes.
No,
we
I
are
completely
clearly
agree.
Soulmates.
Completely agree. But
some girls hate it. Not me.
Not Taryn, guys.
Not me, guys.
Okay. Moving on to the next one.
Wait, can I read one?
Oh, go ahead.
This is from, this is a tough one. I'm going to guess Raquel Lamhaj on Instagram. And she said, just wanted to say something very random, but I love your voice. Like, it's literally so wholesome. Which I was like,
wholesome?
Yeah. I've never been told that, but I love it. And I actually had our friend Shelly the other day was like, you have a sexy voice. And I was so blown away because I have always been super weirded out by like the sound of my talking voice. So I was just like, guys.
Weirded out by
guess
how?
Me. I don't know. I just always like when I hear recordings of myself, I'm like, ew, how do people sit and listen to me talk? I sound so annoying.
Yeah, I feel like
so. That's a very good compliment, especially like if you're doing a podcast, it's like people judge you off your voice. And then as we both know, how you laugh or if you say yeah, too. But your voice is like
it's
a
fine.
Big, oh, it's
your hurtful words roll right off
too
me.
Too soon. Okay, you have another one?
I do. This is from Lena, I think is how you pronounce it. Hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hi.
You guys can call me Lynn. I just wanted to say that you both are amazing and keep doing what you're doing. I just wanted to ask, when did you meet and become friends? Which I feel like we answered that in the first episode, but people might not have listened to the first episode. So I thought we could just kind of really quickly.
Or we could just say they have to listen to all of our episodes.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Taryn wants to play games with you guys.
I don't want to play games.
If you're in the mood, stop what you're doing right now. Pause this one and go to our first episode because we do explain everything. But basically, Taryn and I, Taryn sings. That's a fun fact. I play drums. That's another fun fact. And we both met at church on the worship team.
Yep.
And that is a
condensed
version of when our friendship first began and blossomed into.
It was not love at first sight.
That's solicited advice.
It wasn't love at first sight.
My face just dropped to the floor, but it's fine.
I'm just
my heart just shattered into 50 pieces, but it's fine.
The first time I was like, ah, cool, she plays drums, whatever. Like, don't steal my thunder. And then the second time I was like, hi.
Don't steal your thunder.
Just kidding.
Was I replacing you playing drums or?
No, I don't know.
Steal your thunder makes no sense, Taryn.
I feel weird. Like, I feel like when you're on NyQuil.
Taryn's been in a weird mood today.
I have nothing in my body, though. Okay, continue.
No, that was basically it.
Oh, that was it? Oh, cool. Yeah.
I do have some DMs from a couple girls. This one is from Yek1A, it's Y-E-K-1A. So I'm just going to assume that's how you say it. She goes, hi, guys. You talked about which countries listen to you the other day, and I wanted to say hi and send so much love from Tehran, Iran. You have fans in the Middle East. And then she sends us cute little kissy emojis. Well, so hello. Thank
you. Right back at you.
Right back.
I was going to do a kiss noise in the mic, but, you know.
Do it.
No, now I'm nervous. No, I can't.
You guys, she's bashful.
I can't.
The next one is from Megan, and she goes, hey, guys, love the podcast. Lots of love from India.
Nice.
Which is super, super sweet.
I love that.
Yes. And then I have one more.
Dear Lord, I really wanted to
give this to you.
Give it to me.
Funny. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Annika sent this in and said, this deserves an at Taryn laugh.
It's just for
me? It's specifically for you. And I thought you could explain what it is.
Oh, okay.
To the listeners.
Okay. Wait. Oh my God. Okay.
In your own words.
Well, okay, so the text says raspberries make great Lego afros. And it's a Lego, I think it's a Joker, like from Batman. It's a Lego character. And then there's a raspberry over his head.
Like an actual fruit, like the raspberry.
But
the berry.
It literally looks like an afro, like a ginger afro. That's amazing.
It's so good. We'll definitely post proof it for you guys. So you guys can get a good laugh at this one too. Cause it really made me laugh out loud.
I really appreciate that you knew I would like love that too.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they know us, Ash. You know?
They know.
Oh, they know.
Oh, they know.
We didn't even like talk about do you want to go first? Should I go first?
I don't care. I can go first.
Okay. Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah. I really have no preference.
Sweet. Well then I'll go ahead and hit you guys with the title. We'll take a break and then we'll get into it. This one is titled Road Rage.
Ooh, relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh.
Very
relatable
for like anyone, but especially for all you LA.
I believe
listeners.
On the way here, I honked your horn for you.
So, as per our usual routine, we stopped at Alfred to get coffee. This is like something that has been happening since day one, you guys. We stop for coffee, we come here to record. Uh-huh. And I like pull out of my parking spot and I'm in the street waiting in line to turn right at the red light. And the car in front of me starts backing up kind of quickly.
Not fast, but kind of quickly.
I immediately like put my car in reverse and start backing up. But there's a car behind me. So I'm trying to like listen because my car like will beep if I'm too close to another car. So I was trying to listen to see if I was getting too close to this one. But then the guy in front of me kept backing up. And then I started like panic going like, as I was backing up. And then Taryn just lays on my horn.
I got pissed.
Yeah. Cause I was so focused on backing up. I didn't even think about like honking.
Well, but the thing
I could
is
see him in his rearview mirror. He saw me.
He probably had like one of those cameras. So like he knows. But the thing is like, how are you supposed to know that? And you can't bank on like, oh, this guy's going to stop when he stops.
Yeah.
And he was so aggressively kept just coming really fast and like spurts back.
Not stopping. And so I was like, freaking out.
If you're going to back up because you're trying to let someone in, which by the way, like this guy, if you pass the spot,
I was in front of that spot, and this guy was two cars ahead of me. So he was having two cars back up so he could get a spot, which is just,
we've
talked about this on the podcast already, but like there's parking rules and you miss your chance. You got to circle around and come back.
Me and Ash just kept going, every time. And then I was like, oh, no. And I just like,
she just
honked.
Like,
I was like,
hits
absolutely
my
horn
so hard. Yeah. Hopefully it scared the guy. Not to be mean, but like, come on. That was rude. Anyways,
We're
going to take a break.
Oh, okay. Oh, road rage.
Road rage.
Okay.
Full circle, guys. Okay.
Be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
As I'm looking at this story right now, I'm realizing I didn't double space it or make it a bolder font.
Ooh, this is going to be rough for you.
So I apologize in advance if I stutter.
It's fine.
Say something wrong or need to take a deep breath in between.
Ash, this is a no judgment zone and I fully support all of your choices.
Okay.
This is your art. Stutter if you want. Okay. Laugh if you want.
Got it. Thank you.
Dramatic pause if you want. I don't know why I'm in like an instigator mood.
She really is. Okay. The title again is Road Rage. And this is from Molly. Hey, we met a Molly at a...
We did meet a Molly.
Soul Cycle.
Yes, we did.
She goes, hello, ladies. Before I start, I just wanted to say that you are my absolute favorite podcast to listen to. And I find myself laughing out loud in the most embarrassing places. In parentheses, she adds the library, the dining hall, etc.
Dining hall?
She's school, I'm guessing.
She go to Hogwarts? Oh my God, is she a wizard?
Maybe she's a fellow Slytherin.
Boo.
I knew you were going to say something like that.
Hey, you're wearing green, which is Slytherin. Green and yellow, right?
No.
Green and... Is Slytherin green and yellow?
I think it's green and red.
I'm red and... Okay, anyways, let's continue.
I don't know where Taryn's going with this.
I geeked out for a second.
Anyways, my story starts with my high school soccer team getting a day off from practice. We had a game against our rivals from the next town over the next week, so logically we all decided to pile into the seniors' cars and go watch them play a game so we could have a scouting report to study. We are very competitive, LOL.
Oh, yeah.
As one of the seniors on the team, I had four girls pile into my car to go to the game. It is important to note that there were four other seniors driving girls to the same game, and they were all driving directly behind me the whole way to the game, so they witnessed the entire incident and assured me that I had done nothing wrong, which is always nice. When we are less than a mile from our destination, I stop at a stop sign, then continue to drive. The road was completely empty except for one car, but I felt that I had more than enough time to pull out in front of him. He must have been speeding, though, because as soon as I pull out in front of him, he immediately starts riding my bumper. I'm talking like inches away from the back of my car.
I hate that.
That is the worst.
So much.
That is the absolute worst, especially when you can clearly go around someone.
Yeah. But it is like,
if I'm going that slow, go around me.
Yeah, but it's not. That's not the point. They're riding you to like intimidate you.
Yeah, and it's not fair.
And I mean, I don't always make the best choices in those situations because I'll either like purposely go super slow.
Why do I always want to do that
like,
too?
Or like I'll brake check them, you know, where you like slam on the brakes really fast. Yeah. But then I'm like, okay, if this guy's already like riding me and then I piss him off even more by making
and
him hit me.
And he actually hits you, then you have to get out and talk to him.
No, he'll probably kill me. Mm. I'll be like, sir, I'm going to sit inside until the cops come. Because they're on their way.
She continues, I consider pulling over and letting him pass me because she doesn't want to put up with that kind of nonsense. And I don't want my car to get damaged if he ends up hitting me. Especially because it's my dad's car and that he just lets me use it from time to time. Oof. LOL.
That's the worst. Plot twist.
Yeah. This is the plot twist. It's dad's car. However, we were super close to the school, so I just decided to keep driving. As we get close to the school, I slow down significantly as me and my girls that are in my car are trying to figure out which entrance we're supposed to go into for the school. This school was fancy and had like three entrances, LOL. As we approach an entrance, my friend tells me at the very last minute to take the one in front of it, not the one I had been planning on taking. So I quickly put my blinker on and turned into the school. The car behind me almost misses the turn that I had just taken and whips his car around and follows me into the school parking lot, still riding my bumper.
Uh-oh.
At this point, I'm getting super nervous, but figure he might be there for the game because a lot of people were there to watch too. We search for parking, but there's none, so we're forced to park pretty far away from the fields. The car that was following me parks right beside me, but he doesn't get out of the car, so for a minute, I think I'm safe and just being delusional. I can now see that this guy is easily in his 50s, is driving a huge truck and a bunch of empty animal cages in the back of his car. Why did that just got like really creepy.
He's killed someone.
I don't like this. We don't like this. At this point, I'm terrified that he's going to kidnap me and lock me in one of those cages.
Yeah, as you should
be. That's my first thought.
Yeah.
All of my friends pull in beside me and start to gather, and this is the only reason I risk getting out of my car. I get out and quickly run over to my friends, but as soon as I get out of the car, he gets out of his car and approaches me holding up a camera and starts taking photos of me.
What?
He yells at me saying that I cut him off and that I'm an irresponsible driver. Now, I'm no good with confrontation, and I get a little pissed off, probably not the best way to handle the situation. And I tell him that I did nothing wrong and to leave me alone. At this point, in all caps, she puts, my entire soccer team, about 22 girls, surround me and start taking pictures of the man and his license plate.
Amazing.
He probably had no idea that all those other girls were actually behind him now.
Squad up.
Yeah. My friend, who is now in college to be a lawyer, starts yelling at him and speaking in a bunch of legal terms that I don't fully understand, but basically tells him to piss off and that it is super illegal to follow a teenage girl onto school property. He gets really angry, goes into his car, and drives away so fast that he almost hits one of my teammates. I am now so scared that my entire body is shaking. That is 100%.
Aww, that's you.
That's what happens to me whenever I get like overwhelmed by something. I'm okay, and then the second it's over, I'm like a chihuahua. Like I can't stop shaking. So poor thing. I totally relate to that. She goes on. I managed not to start crying, but only because I was in a a public place and still had to sit through an entire soccer game. I asked my friends who were driving right behind me if I had actually cut him off, and they all said no, that he was just going super, super fast and caught up to me really quick. I ended up telling my parents about the man and reporting him to the police. The police, it turns out, had to go to his house because he had a record and forced him to delete all of the pictures of me. I'm terrified of being followed, and whenever someone follows me while driving for more than a few minutes, I get super nervous now. I'm so lucky to have such amazing friends and don't know what I would have done in that situation without them. Sorry this was super long and kind of just like a crazy story to tell, but I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you and anyone listening knows to never get out of the car if you think someone is following you. It is not safe, and if I had realized that he was actually following me, I would have never done it.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude.
I sat there for a second because I do live in LA.
Yeah.
And everyone experiences road rage, and I'm somehow a lot more confident behind the wheel. I feel like I do stupid things.
Yeah.
That can egg on someone who could be, you know, a very dangerous person.
Yeah.
And that just kind of freaked me out a little bit. I was like, oh, yeah. Wait. And then 90% of the time I'm driving by myself, I don't have 22 girls, you know, right next to me.
Yeah.
Luckily she did. But yeah, it just kind of made me think. I was like, wow, next time someone's being a jerk, I might just let it roll off.
Yeah.
I might just kill them with kindness.
Honestly.
Smile.
That's my go-to. I mean, I am a sassy person, but I also am very I know when I did something wrong. And a lot of times when I cut someone off, it was an accident or I was just not paying attention. So usually when they come to speed up next to me, or I'll put my hand up really fast.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And when they come up next to me, usually if you're I'm so sorry, you know, and showing I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Usually they'll kind of look at you and roll their eyes and go away.
Yeah.
But the times where I've been sassy back, it's not a good situation.
Yeah.
And when you look at, it's funny because we were talking about car statistics earlier, but
yeah,
if you look at the causes for shootings and stuff, a lot of them are started just by someone honking their horn. So I'm afraid,
which I just honked yours.
You did. Just endangered us both.
They're going to fall. They followed us here.
But it just really is one of those things where it's pick your battles, because there's psycho people out there.
It's so, especially coming off of this October series.
Oh dear God.
Everyone's
a murderer.
Everyone is suspect. We don't trust anybody. But I feel especially just listening to that, for some reason, I don't know what it is about driving, but people cutting you off can really piss me off. Going to the gym on the hill in the canyon,
when people
cut you off at the very end, I lose it. I will be way too close to them. I'll be yelling or whatever. And this just makes me kind of second guess that whole side of me.
Yeah.
I might need to pull it back a little bit, I guess.
Random tangent, but Ashley witnessed me being put in my place because I have a weird thing for cutting. Not as much drive. I don't getting cut off when I drive, but when people rush to cut in front of me in lines and stuff, I get very triggered. And we were on the airplane and they're the seatbelt sign goes off and you're supposed to just.
Oh, I was trying to remember.
I was you're staring at me so intensely.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Now you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, I do.
So you're supposed to the people in the front seats stand up, get their bags and go. It's a line effect, right?
Yeah.
And I get there's the occasional where it's oh my gosh, my connecting flight leaves in 5 minutes and they're rushing.
Yeah.
But when the people just start getting up and impatiently pushing in front of you, so you're stuck in your seat, it bothers me so much. So this homegirl was trying to cut me off. I didn't like her.
No
one
did.
I started getting triggered. So I was trying to, I was being a brat. So I grabbed my bag and really quick went to stand up to cut in front of her. But I misjudged how tall the airplane was.
I just hit the mic.
I knocked my head so hard
loud
that there was a tiny roar throughout the airplane because everyone saw me hit my head so hard. And then I was super embarrassed.
I had headphones on and I could hear it.
Yeah, dude. It made my teeth you know what
Not
I mean?
Not just AirPods either. My noise-canceling Bose headphones.
Yeah, dude. I almost knocked myself out. And I was that's what you get for being a brat.
Oh my gosh.
You don't need to retaliate, all this to say.
It's not necessary. People are crazy. And it just makes me want to be more careful people about what I do. Like, I know she didn't ask for advice, but at that, it's hard because I too would want to slow down. But I feel like if someone's that aggressively behind you, it's just pull over slightly and let them go ahead.
Well, what would have happened? Definitely. I mean, just telling by this guy, like, he probably would have kept following her.
It sounds like it.
So I personally, I'm very paranoid about being followed. Thanks to, you know, just who I am. And like, I always wanted to be a spy when I was little. So I was always very like, I'm going to catch the bad guy following me. And then also like all the crime podcasts. But I'm very weird about, like, when I'm on my way home, especially, there's always, every place I've lived, there's one specific point where if there's a car following me, no matter if I've been suspicious of them or not, like, I will purposefully either pull over real quick or, like, I'll continue past my street just to make sure.
Yeah. That's because, funny. I've done that too.
Yeah. Because I just, like, you never know. And so it's always better to, like, do a couple stupid turns that you would be like, okay, no one would actually be, like, going this way. And I did have one time, there was a car. We were at an intersection and I pulled up and I kind of rolled past the stop sign. So it was totally on me. But, like, I slammed on my brakes right as the car was going in front of me. And it was this psycho lady, and she was convinced that I had hit her, but I didn't hit her. Like, I knew I didn't. So she slams on her brakes, and she backs up, and she's screaming at me. And I was, like, younger, so I was, like, super intimidated. So I just, like, went and started driving, and she followed me for, like, 10 minutes. So I finally called the police and was like, this car has been following me. Like, she's really aggressive. She's screaming at me and, like, trying to, like, you know, like, come up like she's going to hit me. And so they finally, like, they told me to keep driving. And then a cop came and, like, pulled us both over. And she got out of the car, like, just fuming. And he, like restrained her. And she kept saying, like, she hit me. She hit me. She's trying to get away. She hit me. So he comes up to me and I was like, freaking homegirl is nuts. Like, I did not hit her. And so it was such an easy, like, he goes up to my car in the front of my car and he was like, ma'am, there's nothing on her car. Like, she did not hit you. But she was, like, going crazy. So he ended up having me drive away while he kept her there until I was, like, farther away.
Gone.
Was nuts. But that was the same thing. Like, I kept making turns and I was like, okay, she's following
what
me.
What convinced her that you hit her?
I was like, have you ever been hit? Like, if you're hit, you know it. Like, it's, it rattles, like,
you
your.
You know when your car gets hit. It's so obvious.
She was nuts. She was seriously
That's
nuts.
That's crazy. Yeah. I don't know what it is. You know, the last time I really got angry was at Coachella with you and Ashley.
I don't remember.
Do you remember the bus?
The bus?
The bus. I'm pretty sure you were driving.
What bus?
So, okay. Coachella is kind of a crazy experience. There was one year when I happened to be blessed from the Coachella gods with, like, a VIP parking pass. And I was like, guys, we can drive and we'll just be... the parking lot will be super close to the entrance, so we wouldn't have to walk as far. So we got really excited. We were trying to turn in to the festival, which, if you guys have been to any major festival like that, is a nightmare. Like, trying to wait in line is just, like, the worst.
It's horrible.
We were in this on the street. Everyone was trying to turn left, but the cars that were coming was there was just, like, a huge line of them. So we had to wait, and we were waiting for a long time. And a party bus cut you off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, not just cut me off, like, literally, like, almost pushed my car to the side.
Yes. Like she waited maybe half a Mississippi second to kind of, like,
accelerate,
let go of the brake and roll forward. And this van swooped in so fast and was sticking out of the lane.
That.
Remember?
Yeah.
So, like, half of the bus was sticking out. People were having to go around it and were mad at her. And then, like, we were just stuck there and we missed the entire light and we were just... infuriated because we had already been waiting so long.
Wait, is that when Ash got
and, like, all three of us were so upset because a band that we wanted to see was already playing.
Oh, yeah.
And there was just a lot going on.
Well, and it was it was scary. Like, she almost hit us, and the way she kept going, I was convinced she was just gonna, like,
she
push
whipped
my car
in
to the
so
side.
Fast. Yeah. And then our friend, all three of us are just screaming and yelling, and we're so upset, and she's just, like, won't even look at us, won't even do anything. Our friend Our friend Ashley.
Basically, don't listen to us because this is against our own advice.
This is the exact opposite of what I said to do. She gets out of the car because clearly, like, this girl, it was a party bus, so clearly this is like a hired driver, right? Yeah. She gets out of the car, walks up to the driver's side of the window, and just takes a picture of the woman driving. And it was a video also.
Yeah.
And she like didn't see Ashley until the very last second. And then she ducks really fast to hide from the camera.
Probably because she knew, like, I'm sure she could get fired if you reported it.
All you have to do is take a picture of the license plate.
Yeah.
And then when it's a company car, face. Yeah. Yeah. So it was hilarious. And then all the cars behind us started cheering and honking their horns as Ashley walked back triumphantly. It was a great memory, but a horrible idea. Don't recommend it. But it was just, I don't know why I'm saying this, but that was the last like real serious road rage I remember, like, being like so upset.
So heated.
So upset.
So heated, yeah.
Road rage will do that to you, man.
It's scary.
Stay off the roads, kids.
Stay off the roads.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous out there.
It's dangerous. Cool. I think that's all I have to say. Did you have other stuff?
No, that's all I had to say. Thank you, Molly, for submitting this.
I'm glad she's safe, though.
I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're girls.
Dude, and your girl gang, that's like my dream, is to have just like a straight
everything.
And you know what I would start doing? Like, you just start swaying, right? Looking like you're all tough. Like, just swaying side to side. Like, oh, come at me, bro. You're like mimicking me doing it.
Swaying or acting kind of crazy.
Twitching. What? What?
I had a friend, one of my mom's friends. She told me this when I was a lot younger. I think I was in like high school or something. And she said, she was like, if anyone ever grabs you, you know what you can do? And I was like, what? She goes, just act insane. And I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Like,
and
you're possessed.
She goes, no. Act crazy. And I was like, what is that? What are you talking about? She was like, she was on like a bus or it was a subway or a train or something like that. Some kind of public transportation, and it was really busy and crowded, and a guy like grabbed her.
Ugh.
She said she literally started quoting Bible scriptures and like spitting everywhere.
Dude, he was like,
she said he let go
stuff.
So
oh,
fast.
I'm sure.
And I was like, well, yeah, no kidding. That would terrify me too. But, and like, she told me this forever ago, but I'm not kidding. In the back of my head, thank God it hasn't happened yet. But if and when, I'm just going to start foaming at the mouth. I'm just going to start
have
foaming.
A seizure.
I'm going to look crazy and shake, and I'm just going to start foaming. Yeah. I'm going to start singing. And then try and grab me after that. Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know.
You don't know what kind of girl I am. I could be crazy.
I feel like I would act crazy, but I think I would act so aggressively back that they might be like, she's not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, well, like, we can get her in the end.
Yeah.
Like, I still probably could, like, overpower and kill her.
Yeah.
But, like, she's gonna be just such a pain.
Yeah. Like, in the end, you could probably, like, throw me in a bag and throw me in the back of the car. But, like, there will be a scene.
Yeah. We had, I hung out with the weirdest people in, like, the end of high school and after. And we were having, like, a girls' night. And we told all the guys, like, they couldn't come. We were just having girls' night. And it was, like, 10 of us.
Fun.
And, we started getting texts like from the guys, and they were like, come outside. And we were like, oh no. And we were like, oh, they're going to sabotage us. Like, just being like
sabotage,
fun
yeah.
kids, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so we go out because they started throwing stuff at the house. So then I was like, ooh, what's going down? Like, we go out and all of a sudden they start grabbing our friends and like shoving them into cars. Right. So I go out. They successfully got like two of my friends, like literally just a guy like threw him over his shoulder and like went.
Yeah.
So my friend Eric comes towards me and I was like, you want to do this? Like, let's go. Let's freaking go. I was like, ready. Right.
Right.
So we start like straight grappling in the middle of this like street, and he starts yelling, Mikey, help. I can't do it. Because I'm like, no. And like just like fighting, you know. So then by the end of it, there was four of them trying to just get me into a car.
Oh my God.
And they finally were like, all right, whatever. And they like left, and they were like, you ruined everything, Terry. But I was just like, now you're not going to get me.
You will not win.
Yeah. Like, I was just like, I'm not letting you shove me in a trunk. That's terrifying. Even if you are my friend.
That is terrifying.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know I'll put up one hell of a fight.
I remember one of my friends, this is in high school, I was in a youth group, and it was his birthday, and half of us were like, some of the ones that like were like close and kind of grew up together, we were like, we're gonna go kidnap him. His name is Keegan. And we,
that's a cool name.
We grabbed him from his bed, like while sleeping. His parents were in on it.
Oh, shoot.
They let us in. And like, there's a big group of us there. There's a bunch of guys. And then like us, the two youth group leaders, we had duct tape. We had.
Oh, that's terrifying.
We had a pillowcase. So we like covered his head.
Oh my gosh.
And then wrapped his sleeve, his like hands and legs. And then took him to Denny's. It was like really funny. But I've never seen
I would cry hysterically.
Snap so fast because it went from like peaceful sleeping to like freaking just karate chop kicking you. And yeah. I wasn't involved in actually like wrapping him and picking him up. He's a lot older than me.
Like, I'm just going to see in the back.
I was like watching in the back. Cheer you on. I support you guys. Like,
yeah.
You're doing great, you know. But it was really funny watching him completely asleep to just like jolt awake and like kicking and screaming. And, you know, it would be terrifying if it were me, but like it was really funny from my standpoint.
When I was in high school, I was on homecoming court because I was so popular. And
I was in band.
Well, you know, band is important too.
Band is very important.
Yeah.
What's a pep rally without the band? I digress. It's fine.
Nothing.
Keep going.
You want to keep interrupting me? Or
she's like, I'll steal your thunder.
No, but we had like our escorts kidnapped us and then dressed us up like super crazy, and then we had to go to school all day, and mine was like ruthless. Like, he drew black makeup, like a pirate eye patch and mustache. Like, he was the worst in the best way. Mm-hmm. But I got woken up to a cymbal and then them like grabbing me, and I thought I was like dying. I was like, this is not real life.
We had I don't know, we're just going on tangents here.
Doing?
Last one, I swear. We had family friends live with us for like a year, and they thought it was funny. And I was a miserable teenager at this time, so I was infuriated every time this happened. They would come in with, because my mom plays drums, I play mm-hmm. drums. There's drum kits,
equipment,
there's
cymbals, everywhere.
There's everything. Yeah. And then I was also in drumline, so there was like actual snare drum in the house, you know, some tenors, like that. That was a thing. Like, we had them everywhere. They thought it was funny to like wake us up with that.
Yeah.
Like the two, my mom and then her friend.
I'm going to wake you up with a pot and I'm going to record it for everyone to see.
With a what?
A pot. I'm going to bang a pot.
A pot. Like a cooking pot?
A pot. Why is it weird? A pot.
You didn't specify at
a pot.
Anything. What is a pot?
I was
like,
oh,
like a saucepan? Is that what you mean?
No one says a saucepan. I'm not going to wake you up with a saucepan.
Who you said that? Pot, so like
a pot,
like a pot.
I'm gonna wake you up with a pot.
Got it, Darren. God, Karen. Okay, you want to get into your story?
No. I honestly forgot we're reporting.
What are we doing right now? This is weird.
We just keep talking
to each
other.
We shouldn't take 2 week breaks.
This is what happens when we're together. We just like tell each other stories for like hours.
We just went on a long.
Dear God. Okay, let's tangent. Okay. My story is called My Best Friend's Boyfriend is a Cheater.
Ashley's drinking. Okay, go respond.
Ooh.
There you go.
We hopefully we'll be back. Who knows at this point? This story is called My Best Friend's Boyfriend is a Cheater. Also, this triggered a lot of like tough responses. I just want to clarify to who wrote this, who's anonymous. Like, it's not aimed at you. It's just like frustration with people in general.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Because she's genuinely asking for advice, which we'll give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Dear Ashley and Taryn, are you paying attention to me?
Yes, I'm paying attention.
Okay.
Read your story, Karen.
Oh, I require so much like love and affection.
Jeez.
But I give it back tenfold.
Right? Tenfold, yes.
Right? Is it worth it?
It's worth it.
Do you question our friendship?
Stop finger gunning me.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I've known my best friend Sam for almost 2 years now. Sam and her boyfriend John live in a small house together in the city. I have had doubts about John since the moment she introduced me to him. Dun, dun, dun.
I feel like we could start a whole tangent right here.
Yeah, we could.
Get it. You have a best friend for a reason. 90% of the time, they know what they're talking about. I say this because I have a best friend who 90% of the time knows what she's talking about. And I'm always just like, la-di-da, in my head. He's great.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say because I don't want to take up too much time. But yeah.
It's important.
You got to trust your
friends. If your friends don't like him, family, like, still, I would trust that too. But like, especially like your friends who know you and like, and are usually the ones that are like, yeah, you're doing something stupid, but whatever. Like, well, if they
I think that's the key. I think that's what it is because family members are like, no.
Yeah, do what's best for your life.
Friends are like, okay, like, are you not taking this seriously? Okay, fine. Like, do whatever. As long as you're hot, as long as you're not like fully invested in this. But the second you see that your friend is getting invested in this and you think it's bad, then it's like, oh no.
Which we've done. There's been some guys where I've been like, hey, like, are you just like having fun? Like, is this just a fun thing?
Yeah. Is this
and
serious
then I
or
like,
nah?
I put my like mama bear, like I put her in her, it's like, her cage like, for a little bit.
Yeah.
Her little harness. I'm like, you got to tie
she
it down.
She has a cage and a harness.
Taryn, chill out. But yeah, so first red flag. Then she goes on to describe like why she didn't like him. He's flirtatious with other girls. Mm-mm. That's a no. He deletes all his text messages.
Oh.
That's a no.
Oh.
That's. I remember one time I had no storage, so I deleted all my texts. And then I remember like I was like, someone's going to think I'm doing something horrible. I'm not hiding anything, I swear.
Yeah.
Lies about where he's at and just overall does not treat my best friend the way I would want her to be treated. Mm. When I asked Sam why she doesn't confront him about this stuff, she told me that she's scared to know the truth and she can't afford rent without him.
Ooh, that's like, a sticky situation.
Like,
go ahead.
I just feel like that's a practical reason. But like, if you really just need rent, get a roommate. You know what I mean? Like, find someone else. Like, get there's a bunch of situations out there. You might have to live in like a crappy location.
Yeah.
But at least you're not with someone who treats you like crap, and you can't be in denial forever. I mean, you could be, but like,
and like, let's be honest. If this friend actually heard herself talking out loud, saying that she couldn't afford rent without him.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's not a reason to stay with someone, you know, like there's no love there if that was her response, you know.
And like, I mean, I've been in a situation before where like I had an inkling about something and then I was like, I don't want to know because I was just like not
so
prepared
just start
to
coming
know.
Up with all kinds of reasons.
So then you're just like, you know, I don't want to know the truth. I'm going to move on. Anyways. Okay. She says, my boyfriend and I often go on double dates with Sam and John, and my boyfriend notices the same problematic behavior I do. But things got serious a little over a week ago while we were out on our most recent double date. When Sam and I left the table to go get drinks, John starts confessing to my boyfriend that he's cheated on Sam with numerous people in their home while she was away on business.
Like, what? Hold on. Just to recap. The cheater is confessing to
that's
the boyfriend
like
while the two girls are gone.
Me and you go on a double date with our men that don't exist yet, but they're coming.
Oh, they're coming.
They're just around the corner. And we go to the bathroom, as girls do.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, your boyfriend, because mine would never cheat on
Get
me.
Out, Karen.
Your boyfriend is like, oh, dude, I've been hooking up with all these girls to my boyfriend. That's like the absolute stupidest thing you could ever do. They're not even friends.
No, I genuinely think, I mean, maybe I should, no, I'll just say it. It makes me wonder if he wanted it to get out so he didn't have to start a conversation.
Oh, yeah. I think I have multiple opinions on this, and so does she. She's like,
because like, you don't tell the best friend's boyfriend.
No, that's the stupidest thing ever.
Who's not really your friend. You're just there because of the
and
girls.
And not even like,
you know?
Oh, we're out. It's boys' night. We had a little too much to drink. I'm spilling stuff. Like, literally, they just went pee.
Yeah. They're going to be back any second.
Like
and you're
minutes,
like diving deep
ten
into
if
this.
If you're fixing your makeup.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Anyways. John and my boyfriend are not very close of friends at all, so it seemed strange that he would tell this to someone he doesn't know that well in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, cheating is totally something John would lie about just to seem cool in front of other guys in his own sick, twisted way. But on the other hand, it also might be something he'd actually do considering his suspicious behavior. I just found out this information and am completely stuck on what to do. First, John could have been lying altogether, and by telling Sam I would be starting drama that otherwise could be avoided. I was going to like just continue, but I just want to say something. Even if this fool's lying, that's weird. That's weird. I just want to throw that out there. So even if I was ever dating a guy that for fun, just likes to go around and saying, I cheat on Taryn while she's out for business, I feel like I would want to know that.
It doesn't matter if it's true or not. If he's saying it, something needs to be told to you. Like, you need to know about it. It's not like, oh, he's probably lying, so I'm not going to bother her with a lie. It's like, no, he's going around saying that he's hooking up with other girls.
I would like to see him go around and say that fool would be popped in like 2 seconds. But it's like, you can't, like, either way, she deserves to know. Either way, because 100%. That's embarrassing. And if he's going around telling people she knows and are close to her, like, that's embarrassing and disrespectful. And this guy sucks.
And, like, either way, it shows a lot about his character.
Totally.
So,
yeah,
red flag, five red flags. Continue.
Speaking of flags, she says, next, all of the signs and red flags he constantly shows are right in front of Sam, but she chooses not to pay attention to them or act on them. And maybe that's for a reason. If I tell her, she could get super angry and think I'm getting in the middle of something I shouldn't be involved in. I also know she can't afford rent without him, and I would feel horrible if I put her in a situation where she has nowhere to live. She is really important to me, and I am really scared of what might happen if I tell her. I would very much appreciate if you guys could give me some advice on if or how I should tell my best friend that her boyfriend is a cheater. P.S. I love your podcast and would not be able to live without it. You guys make your listeners feel like your best friends, and that is not something I've experienced with any other podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. I love you guys. I love you too.
We love you too.
That was such a sweet ending.
That was a very sweet ending.
But back to the drama. I'll let you go because I've had more time to marinate on this.
So many things. But I mean, I feel like I addressed the earlier things, so I'm just going to go with like the last one. And I feel like you couldn't have asked two better people, because here I am sitting with my best friend. And if I was in your situation and let's say Taryn was getting cheated on, and we're specifically talking about wanting Taryn's safety, mm-hmm. and we're specifically talking about preserving our friendship, I know that the best thing to do is to always tell them.
Yeah.
Maybe not publicly. Yeah. Maybe not with the boyfriend around, but just be like, hey, as your friend, as like your sister, I really want you to know what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I need to make sure that you have all the pieces, like all the cards. So you need to know all the information before you make any kind of decision, whether it's to stay with him or leave him. You need to know these things.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm choosing to tell you. You can do with it what you want. You're your own person. If you want to continue to be with him, fine. I have an opinion on that, but like in the end, like I'm here for you and I support you, but like I'm choosing to tell you this because I think you need to know.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
And I think if you present it in that way where you're being very clear and thoughtful about her, that she's your number one priority, that you're looking out for her well-being, safety, emotions, like all those things, including rent. Like there's a reason you didn't tell everyone, because you want her to have that security still, like you want her to make that decision. I feel like she can only be thankful for that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the fact of it is like us as people, we can only control ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So like, unfortunately, there's times, and we've all been through it, where our friends make decisions we know are like so unhealthy and bad for them. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the decision you make in friendship, is like either I'm going to stick by them through this and support them, or sometimes you have to step away because you're like, I can't watch you hurt yourself, and you're not letting me in to help you, which is like probably one of the most heartbreaking things you'll ever have to do. But I think like she said something about like, well, she's seen the signs and she's choosing not to do it. That is her choice. And it could be her choice to take this information in and continue not to do something. But now by you being told, like, that's on you now. That's your information you've been given, and that's your decision to make as a friend. And like Ash said, I think you present it in a way of like, hey, I love you and I support you. This is what I've heard. I think he sucks and I think you deserve way better. And if rent is an issue, like, let's brainstorm. Let's figure out a way to, like, get you out of this situation. And, like, you don't have to be, like, abrupt and make it. Like, we can find you a place to live and then you can deal with this if you need to.
Yeah.
But, like, you, I felt like you need to know this and I think you deserve more. And then from there, it's her choice to do whatever. And honestly, she might react poorly and be like, oh, stay out of my business, like whatever. And then you got to just take that as it comes. But
yeah.
I think like it's just like a friend code. It's a human code. It's a girl code. It's a boy code. Like, I feel like if you know information like that, like that person deserves to know.
Yeah. And I think there's something about once you do speak to someone about it in the back of their mind forever until they deal with it, they'll know that someone else knows. And it's kind of like an accountability thing without being an accountability.
Yeah.
Without saying like, hey, I know and I'm going to like wait to watch what you do. They know like that you know this information and it's going to be in the back of their minds that like, okay, I can't just like brush this off because people know about it.
Yeah.
So I need to do something, you know, it might not, they might not do something right away, but I think it is something that kind of pushes someone to finally make a decision because people are starting to find out. You know?
Yeah, totally. And like,
it's different when no one knows.
I don't think like, I mean, I do think I'm a very like open person, but I don't think people are required to tell everybody everything. Mm-mm. I think that you're allowed to have things that you keep to yourself. You're allowed to have, you know, like if you have a your own personal experience that you're not wanting to share, I think that's your choice to make.
Yeah.
But when you have something that like really like affects someone that you love, I feel like it's just, it's what comes with like relationship and caring for someone. Like you have to think about them over yourself.
And 100%.
You might get a horrible reaction, but in the end, like you'll know that, well, I did what I thought was best for her because I care about her, you know?
No, yeah. I completely agree.
Yeah. Oof. I don't like him. What's his name? It's probably not his real name, but we hate John.
John.
Yeah, he sucks.
Dang.
And he has issues, obviously, whether it's truth or not truth.
Yeah.
Who brags about that?
John's got to go. Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That's the whole thing. Like, if he's lying, then why? Yeah.
I have no chill. Like, if my boyfriend were to, like, lean over and be like, he just said he cheated on her, I'd be like, what? And I'd, like, flip the table.
Throw your Coke, your Diet in Coke mouth, in his face.
Diet Coke in eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. I would, like, all that would happen before she even told me.
Yeah. Ashley would be like, why are you killing my boyfriend?
Jeez. Like, wow. Well, thank you so much. Was this anonymous?
Yes.
Thank you so much, anonymous, for sending us in and being so vulnerable with us. I'm sorry you're in this situation, but I can tell you're a really good friend.
Yeah.
So, I'm proud of you for getting some advice on this and taking steps towards,
Totally.
You know, taking some action with John.
Preferably John. Violence. Just kidding. We hate John.
Table flipping, please.
A table flip. I love how I go to like, I'm going to shove a breadstick in his mouth.
Like that's my most. Immediately, they're at Olive Garden when it happens.
Like, immediately. Everything happens so clear at Olive Garden.
In my head when I saw it.
Oh, okay. Well, to end this episode, I got a dad joke.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. From Sarah. She emailed it to our email, which is
adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com. What are we doing?
I don't know. She said, hi, Ashley and Taryn. Here's another dad joke.
Ready?
Ready. I love all of them are like, I really hope Ashley gets it. Guys, it's not that she necessarily doesn't get it. It's she just doesn't think they're funny.
It's not that I don't think they're funny because some of them are funny. I just sometimes I'm just like, well, that wasn't that funny.
Also, like by the end of the episode, Ashley's more tired because she's not necessarily like a social person. Not a social person, but like you're not the type that's just like, oh, let me sit and talk to you for an hour.
Sure. Yeah.
You know that's true.
It's on.
So maybe like when we're done, she's more at the like state where you're like, huh, that's funny versus like actually laughing.
Well, I think that's the thing then. Dad jokes are funny, but they're not hilarious to me. Like, I just don't.
Not
I'm like,
me.
Oh, that's a good one. Taryn will just bend over laughing so hard. And I'm like, damn, that was funny.
I don't bend over when I laugh. How dare you?
I was just exaggerating. How
I'm, just kidding. I'm in a funny, weird mood.
Just read the joke, Taryn.
I
had
this guy. I was like talking back and forth with him. Shut up. And he was like, oh, you have a podcast? Like, I'm going to listen. And then I was like, shoot, he's going to know. He's going to know I'm weird. I should be more selective with who I tell. Anyways.
No, okay. You should tell everyone because whoever sticks around
is going to have to get used to
that's
it.
That's the winner right there.
Winner,
that's
winner. How you chicken know. Dinner. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Why do melons have fancy weddings?
Sounds good. This one got me. Why do melons
have fancy weddings? I'm so excited. I hope I deliver it.
Go.
Because they cantaloupe.
I was I was thinking something with cantaloupe.
They cantaloupe.
But I didn't think cantaloupe.
It's so good. It's like pure gold.
It's really good. Yeah.
See, we got it. It's really good. Yeah.
Well done, guys. No, that's funny.
She said, also, I would like to say how much I love your podcast. You talk about everything in such an encouraging and healthy way. Keep it up. Love that.
That really lifts my spirits. I feel even better.
Why are you saying everything? It's such a like, that really lifts my spirits.
I didn't say it like that. No, that makes me feel really good. Thank you guys so much.
We love you guys.
All these little compliments really mean the world to me. And it just makes me want to just keep going. Just keep trekking along.
Going. Yeah.
Thank you guys for, if you're still here and you're still listening to this, man, we love you.
We love you.
You guys
this
are the best.
This isn't our longest one yet.
No,
so we're good.
Definitely not. So
do all the things.
Yeah.
Rate.
Guys, review. Don't forget
subscribe.
To
share.
Rate, review, subscribe,
rate,
share.
Review, subscribe, share. I said a rate, review, subscribe, share.
Sure. Okay. Picky, picky, woo. Yeah, do all those things. Follow us on our socials. Follow us on the YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. We
the
also
YouTube.
Have a Facebook page. We also have individual Instagram. So there's so many things that you can do to follow us to get more of us. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys in the next episode.
Love you.
Coming soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.